Welcome to the Peace Growth Here podcast. I'm your host, Yelena Theofilatos, with my Blooming Heart Hypnotherapy and Coaching. And this is a place for you if you're looking for business strategies, emotional wellness, advice, and stories from fellow ladies entrepreneurs. Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning back to the Peace Grows Here podcast. I'm your host, Yelena Theofilatos, and I have an amazing guest with me today. But before I introduce her to you, I really want to quickly do something that you perhaps have heard me doing a couple of times before. It's a new thing. I'm a spiritual being and I'm a Buddhist, and I love to dedicate the positive energy, we call it merit in Buddhism, of this podcast, of this meeting in and of itself, to the benefit of all beings, to the benefit of all humans, you specifically who are going to listen to it. I really hope that you're going to get lots of useful tips from it, and somehow I'm confident that you will. So yes, may the merit of this podcast, of this episode, goes out into the world and bring some good vibes to all of you there. And without any further ado, I have my guest here with me today. Her name is Allie Turner. I hope I pronounced it correctly. You can correct me, Allie, in just a moment if you will. She is a serial entrepreneur, and her specialty currently is helping you create systems for sustainable and scalable business. Doesn't it sound amazing, everybody? Thank you so much, Allie, for making the time yet again to come and be here with me today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me here.
Aw, thank you. Yay. I remember briefly how we met. I was lucky to be interviewed by you, and I definitely want to bring you to my podcast to really get to know you a little better. And this is what we're going to be diving in right away, as you already know. the story from your life. This is where I want to start. I know what you're doing now, but I'm sure that you didn't just start doing what you're doing today. I know there is something in your past that was maybe some kind of a realization, a transformation, or an aha moment, or just something that you know that was a building block to where you are now in life. So maybe if you could start with that, that would be amazing.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you so much. And yeah, it's a great question. I would say there are so many little stories that make up our lives, the story of our lives. There's so many mini moments that shift us and expand us and change us in very, very unique ways, each one of us. I would say the biggest thing that really set the tone for my life as an entrepreneur was actually something that a lot of people would say is the opposite of entrepreneurship. I, in college, decided to become a certified meditation teacher. And so I, for my senior year of college, and yes, I did get college credit for this, which is crazy to think about now. I went to Thailand for 6 months. Wow. And I lived in the jungle with about 30 other women. And we all learned how to teach transcendental meditation. And it was so much fun. It was very peaceful, right? We're on the Peace Grows Here podcast, so that's actually a very fitting point. It was very peaceful. It was so transformative. And I mean, the things that you go through when you take a step away from your regular life, so to speak, and put yourself in a situation that's completely foreign and unfamiliar to you, but that's also very sheltered, very protected, very cohesive. It's indescribable the amount of change that can take place in that sort of an environment. And I thought that I would teach meditation full time when I came back from that. And little did I know that somehow 6 months in the Thai jungle would awaken me to my entrepreneurial nature. And I ended up starting my first business about 6 months later after coming back to the US, which was a marketing agency. So I was doing digital marketing and lead generation for local service-based businesses. And I actually ended up pivoting that about a year and a half in to a software as a service platform. So I went from being isolated in the Thai jungle, meditating all the time, to running a high ticket service-based business, to deciding I was done with the high ticket service lifestyle, and all of the complexities that come with it, in order to then pivot into a SaaS business, which was the best decision I made in my business career thus far, I would say. It's much more scalable, and I'm empowering businesses now to set up systems that help them run their business basically for them automatically, as opposed to relying on manual work, relying on outside companies and outsourcing, and also holding everything in their brain, which is never going to be sustainable or scalable. So that's sort of how I ended up where I am today. But I think that the funny thing to me is that I ended up in a very different place than I thought I would when I first left on that meditation course. But it's the meditation that has supported me every step of the way. And if I didn't have that basis, that foundation in my own inner peace, my own inner stability, I wouldn't be able to function the way that I do today. So I feel like I owe everything to that practice that I have in my life.
I can't stop thinking about how a little that I knew about you, first of all. That I had no idea that you did something like that, because I also did some meditation retreats. I did them in India. So I'm like, oh, what? I have some similar background. And, I'm just so grateful for you speaking on this topic today, because I really hope that more people meditate out there, because that's another way to make your life sustainable. Speaking of sustainability, just in general, I perhaps you want to chip in on that if you want to, about how underneath it all, like the business, the life, all the plates that we're spinning, is our mental health, is our sanity, is our stability, is our ability to find inner balance. And personally for me, meditation has been my best friend in those regards since my early 20s. So I'm just very curious to learn a little more, if you find that also meditation has been making this journey that you've been on, that in which you pivoted so many times in such interesting, unpredictable ways, has it been making it, and how, smoother for you to kind of adapt and adjust?
Yeah, that is such a great question. Absolutely. Absolutely, it has. I think that if I didn't have that foundation internally, I would not be where I am today with my businesses. And what I notice is the biggest outcome of my meditation. I meditate for just, 20 minutes twice a day, right? And what happens is in the morning when I do my morning meditation, it sort of grounds me for the day. It sets me up for more energy, more productivity. And in the evening, I find that my meditation is more of a restful meditation where I sort of pause and rest and reflect so that I can go into my personal life with more clarity and not thinking about the millions of things that I need to do in my business. And I think that the biggest thing for me is that feeling of being anchored in myself. If I didn't have a meditation practice, it's like everything we do in life is always so much outside of ourselves. It's like out in front of us and involving other people, involving other, companies, partners, clients, being on the computer, maybe traveling. Like everything is so outside, so external. And a lot of people lack that inner anchor, that sense of a deep-seated sense of self that they can then bring to every situation. And I think that my meditation gives me that. It allows me to get grounded in who I am and who I want to be and constantly tap into that best version of myself so that I'm bringing my best to every situation.
So many great points that I really want to expand up on. Of course, I'm gonna try to keep it to minimal. But as you were saying that, I was just thinking about, oh, perfect it is to have something that brings us internally, brings us inside a practice, because exactly, you're so right, especially in entrepreneurial world where we have to be the spokesperson people for our businesses. We're always on a go. We're always out there. We're like seeking new strategies, new people to talk to. It's always going outside of ourselves. And of course, it can be very draining and destabilizing unless we know. And a lot of people, I don't think they know they can, and they should combine that kind of an external drive with inner self-work and really carve out the time to create that balance so that it overflows in everything that they doing. So I'm really grateful for you to for making those points. And now I kind of really want to know about what are you at with all of this now in your business. I know you mentioned really briefly before we start recording that you are in a bit of a transitional period. So, whatever you want to share on this point, feel free.
Yeah, that's actually very kind of you to ask. I am definitely in a transitional period. I am in the process of exiting one of my companies, which is super exciting. I'm super happy about it, and I have some really great stuff lined up for the new buyer, the new owner of that business, who's going to be able to take advantage of some of the things that we've set up. So I'm excited about all of that, about the transition. And the ability to take a step back from actually owning and running the business and move into a slightly different phase of my life with certain investments that I'm going to be making, as well as building another company. I launched a second business at the end of last year, and it's been growing very, very quickly this year. We 10x'd it in 2024 thus far, and I want to be able to capitalize on that growth and leverage the momentum that we've already built up. So lately, I've just been feeling like, okay, my brain is divided between one company and another, and I'm ready to step fully into the new business, and exit my original baby, my baby business that I raised from its inception, but that has so much potential for another person to really, really expand on. So I'm excited about that.
How interesting. It's such a process. I'm definitely not there yet. I'm still like working on my first baby. But I'm just amazed how like you, of course, it's there is a moment of having to make that choice, what you want to dive in into fully. And it sounds like you are at a place with that mentally where you're ready to commit to this particular path and have lots of good hopes for the new person who's taking over your baby business that they can do really well with it because of how you have set it up. And I'm sure that your skills in terms of making businesses sustainable and scalable probably just come handy any in any point in time. I wonder if is that kind of like something that you specialize in doing and you can just take that your skills of sustainability and scalability and basically apply it to everything?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, I think the same skill sets get applied in multiple scenarios. I think ultimately, as much as we want to grow our businesses, we have to focus first on growing ourselves, right? And that's where, self-care and balance and routine and things like meditation or just taking long walks and going to the gym, maybe lifting weights, getting exercise, eating well, all of those things lay that foundation for success. We often think that, we need skills like copywriting or funnel building or, graphic design. And ultimately, yes, those things are helpful. And at the same time, those things can be outsourced. And if we want to be true leaders in our businesses and ultimately effective CEOs of our businesses that we're building, we need to be the best self that we can be. So I've found over the years that in the phases of my business where I would focus on all those external things and be frantically trying to write the best funnel copy or create the best email sequence or the best content for social media, I was way less effective and way less successful in my business than at the times when I said, okay, I'm going to go find an expert who's really good at this one thing, and I'm going to continue to be the visionary of my business. And what can I do to improve myself? Because I found out over the years that really improving myself was the best way to improve my business.
And we're just about to get into that as well when when I'm gonna get curious about what is that been working for you. And but part of me at the same time wants to, if you want to, if that's something that even on a table, you can be as big as you want to, just kind of give us an idea of where you're going with this new adventure, if you want to. I know it's maybe not fully crystallized for you as of yet, like that business that you decided to focus on completely. Maybe just give us some idea. What is that you're excited about this project?
Yeah, absolutely. So my new business is in renewable energy, and it's still a software platform. I'm prone to build software platforms. If you haven't noticed, I have an LLC, but I find them to be really the way of the future for most industries, platform models and marketplace models. If you look at how Amazon disrupted retail, or how Airbnb disrupted rentals and hospitality, it's always a platform that changes the game. Uber with taxis, for instance, is another great example. These are the business models that are scaling industries and making resources more accessible to the people who need them. So, what we're building is a renewable energy marketplace for businesses and organizations to find sustainability solutions for their properties. A lot of people don't realize how many opportunities there are to, quote unquote, go green, right? And not only does it help their brand identity and their public perception, it also cuts their expenses and increases their profit margins. Because the funny thing that people don't know and are actually surprised to find out is that often sustainable solutions are a lot cheaper than the unsustainable alternatives that we're used to, like, fossil fuels, for instance. We think that that's just the only way to run our economy and run our world. But there's actually so many amazing ways that we can shift into a cleaner, more sustainable way of existing and operating that's also sustainable for the bottom line in the business. It's not just good for the planet, it's also good for the pocketbook, as people may say.
Wow, I love it, of course, 'cause I'm well aware of what's happening to our beautiful planet at the moment. And it sounds like what you are planning on doing, it's if compared to like other platforms that you mentioned that make it easy, like you said, to access certain resources, is that you're creating for a pathway to people to access options for renewable energy in a way that is more streamlined, in a way that is accessible, so they don't have to think too much and feel like, oh, now I want to do this thing, but it's seems like a lot of research that I have to do, and I have so many other things on my plate already. Okay, I'll just write it down on my to-do list, and maybe one day I'll get to do it. And years go by, and they're still on the same energy, unsustainable energy resource that they've been, because they've just been too busy to look into that. But only if they had a platform where they could go in and somebody already put it out them, just click some buttons and get to that place. Like, that sounds like a missing link. You think so too, I would imagine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's the thing. It is a missing link, and it's a game changer when it comes to being able to find what you need. I mean, that's the beauty of Google and why Google is still around after, 25 plus years, is that you can go in, type something in, and find what you're looking for in seconds, fractions of a second in most cases. And that is the goal of any successful platform model, is speeding up the time from idea to execution and from need to satisfaction of the need. And so that's what a platform like the one I'm selling does, as well as like the one I'm building does, is that's the beauty of software. You can build something that automates a process for somebody, streamlines it, makes it seamless, makes it easy, and gets people what they're looking for a lot faster.
Love it. And you're like applying that, it's not like getting my dress faster, like some of my fancy shoes, which that's Amazon has covered that, or like some other shopping platforms. But you're doing it with something that is good for our people, just like our planet, everybody else. It's a cause, that's special here. So I'm totally am looking forward to following your journey on that. I'm off grid, so I don't think I'm like just my personal home. My business is nowhere near needing an office or anything like that. But I'm definitely am going to be keeping that in mind that that's what you do. So since we have about 9 to 10 minutes an hour conversation today, I really want to turn it back to what you kind of start sharing about, like the self-care practices, the work, the inner work that ultimately allows you to be a better leader, be that visionary that brings this such a change into the world. Maybe you could share with us a little more about what you do on a daily, weekly basis, or however, how you want to share about it, up to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, like I said, I think the meditation is kind of like a non-negotiable for me at this point. And there have been certain other things that have made a big difference. One that's a little bit more, I guess, tactical or practical for me is scheduling my tasks. And this is something that I would impart to anybody who's building a business or working in a corporate environment. Whenever you feel overwhelmed or like you have a million things to do, like an endless to-do list, which I'm definitely guilty of, I find that actually scheduling those tasks makes all the difference in the world because if it's just a to-do list, it feels overwhelming. But once I can see it on my calendar as like, okay, Tuesday at 3 p.m., I'm going to work on XYZ, it changes the entire game because I know exactly what I need to do and exactly when I need to be doing it. And so there's no more guessing and questioning of like, when am I going to get this done? I just put it on my calendar and I stick to that. So time blocking, or what some people call task scheduling, has been absolutely insane in terms of the impact for me. There's some really great tools out there for it. To be honest, my favorite is Sensama. But there's another one out there called Routine. Motion has a bunch of AI built in, which I don't love. I want to be able to do it myself mindfully, but a lot of people love Motion. Acuflow, there's a bunch of tools out there that do this, but my favorite has been Sensama just for the mindfulness aspect. And I do that basically every day for the next day. I sort of do a weekly review and a weekly plan ahead, but then I also look at like, tomorrow, what am I doing? And do I need to adjust things based upon new priorities that came up or new deadlines and things like that?
Wow, thank you so much for that. In addition to what you were saying about meditation, because it's so easy as a meditator myself, I'm like, you should be meditating. It's good for you. Easier said than done, considering what we're dealing with in the rest of our lives. And I even would say I created just quickly about myself a workbook for nervous system regulation tools, like a free freebie for the people who visit my website. And as I was creating it, I'm like, but that's not enough. You can get this information everywhere. Just Google it up and they will give you a whole list of things that you can do. The problem for a lot of people, it's not that they're lacking information, is that when they're trying to implement it, time comes up, like the issue of having time. And I added a section to that workbook that ended up not making it into the workbook because the workbook got too long because of it, but it was all about time management and actually setting healthy boundaries with our work, with our people, with our minds sometimes, in terms of how do we create those pockets of spaciousness for self-care that is manageable. That's and scheduling the task is probably could be the only way to go. I don't know, but probably more. But that's definitely something that's been working for me and for my clients. So I'm just Yeah, I'm preaching to the choir here, of course, but I'm just really thankful to you for sharing that. So cool. Meditation, non-negotiable. I so love that word. Scheduling your tasks to make sure that you can get to your meditation. Anything else that you would like to add to that?
I mean, I know that's a little bit more kind of tactical or strategic. Some of the other things in terms of self-care would definitely be exercising. Like, when I am the busiest and the most overwhelmed, I am the most disciplined about my exercise routine, to be honest. Like, no matter what I have going on, I stop what I'm doing at 3:30, 4 o'clock at the latest, and I go to the gym. I lift weights and I just push myself. I sweat. I feel so good. It clears my brain and it sets me up for a much better evening and also better sleep at night, which is kind of a side benefit. That's been huge for me. I've found that sometimes, like, it's easy to say, oh, I don't have time, or I'm too busy. I have too much to do. Like, I don't have time to work out or exercise. But it makes the biggest difference in your productivity and your efficiency. So, highly recommend. And at the very least, like, on off days or rest days, like at least getting your stuff counted and just going for long walks, being in nature, getting that fresh air, taking deep breaths. Like, it's so simple and it's free, but it's so valuable. Like, it's crazy how sometimes the simplest things in life make the biggest difference.
Oh, yes, especially if we do them semi-regularly, at least, so even regularly, even better. Thank you so much for what you said about going to the gym, just making sure that you get that going. You reminded me of meditation advice. I don't know where I heard it first. I think it was some kind of meditation training. Of course, the frequent complaint is that I don't have the time to meditate. And the response is like, if you don't have the time to meditate, it means that you have to meditate twice as long. Meaning, your life is obviously crazy. And to bring some balance to it, you got to be serious and look into actually carving out that time and committing to it. And, haven't little to no excuses. Of course, we got to be self-compassion and balance that with just with what we have to do in a day, but non-negotiable. There's just something that is that resonates with me with just the term in and of itself when it comes to self-care, because our well-being is non-negotiable, by the way. Everybody who's listening, so I really, really appreciate the firmness with which you execute that intention, how you shared about it. My goodness, I feel like we can talk and talk, but at this point, I would love for you to share where we'll be able to find you, or maybe there is a, I'm just thinking about, your transitioning period and everything else that might come along with it, shifting platform, shifting social media handles and whatnot. But if there is a place where you think the audience can find you and follow your journey, maybe your podcast could be a great place to plug it in right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, so the business I'm selling can be found at sattva.io. That's our website. It's an amazing platform, and I will continue to support that business till the end of my days. I think it's absolutely incredible. And if you are an entrepreneur who wants better systems in your business, wants more scalability, wants more process, more automation, so you can build a business that you actually want to wake up to and don't want to hide from. It's an amazing all-in-one platform, so highly recommend. And then, in terms of finding me, I am on social media under Allie Turner, or I am Allie Turner as a handle. I have a podcast called CEO Frequency, which is a ton of fun, and I will be building out some pretty cool stuff on social media over the next couple of months. So if you want to follow along the journey of, scaling my next business and building my investment portfolio, it would be a great story to follow along with, and I'd love to see you there.
Yay. It's all going to be in the show notes. So those of you who's like, oh, I want to be there. Just take a look in the show notes and get all the links for all of those beautiful places where you can follow Allie and the beautiful work that she's doing. I guess this is a moment when I'm just share my gratitude for you, dear Allie, coming here, making the time to be just igniting this self-determination in me to continue to take care of myself, like with my meditation practice and self-care. And hopefully other people who are listening to us right now also taking that and some for themselves as well. So yeah, just want to thank you so very much.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. This was a ton of fun, as was our last conversation. So, congratulations to you on all of your continued success. And thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, thank you so much again for coming, and thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. And if you like this episode, you can help me to spread the word about it. Feel free to leave a review and share about it with a friend. I really appreciate your support. Thank you.